Parts of a Book. For the next 3 weeks, I'll cover what the different parts of a book are. Usually, any one book will not have all of these parts, but all will have some. I will use the hypothetical, the Ming Po Book of Examples. For convenience, I'm dividing the parts into those added for reference and those that are introducing the book. This week, I will cover the reference material, and next week, I'll cover the introductions and the main text. In the third week, I'll cover the editions at the back of the book. Title page. Verso. Table of Contents. List of tables, illustrations, figures, maps, etc. List of abbreviations and acronyms. List of contributors. Now, let's pretend we are opening up a new book. First, we find the title page. The Ming Po Book of Examples is written across the middle in big letters. There is a subtitle, and the author, and publishers. It also has volume numbers. Obviously, many books don't have volume numbers, but all should have place and date of publication. It is surprising how many people think volume can only refer to loudness. A very large book is often split into several parts called volumes. Each part is bound separately between its own covers and looks like a book. However, the whole book is all of these volumes put together. Very large dictionaries and encyclopedias often come this way.